Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, we're going to talk a little bit about Maaseh Shabbos. It's a very lengthy sugya, but we'll talk about one prat, which is very nagel la'alocha. So firstly, of course, we know here the Mishnah brings down a machloikis in many places in Shas, three-way machloikis. When is Maaseh Shabbos also? What are the guidelines of Maaseh Shabbos also? So basically says here that Tamavashal b'Shabbos b'Shegeg Yechol b'Mezel Yechol Devrev Meir. So Meir Shita is that Shegeg is always Mutter. Right? It's only b'Mezel that Maaseh Shabbos is awesome. Which would practically mean that La'alocha Kemata would never be Negea. Maaseh Shabbos, which Jew is being Mechal Shabbos b'Mezel and then asking a Shiloh whether he can eat the food. Right? So Kemata in most cases, according to Rav Meir, it's not Negei Maaseh Shabbos, only if somebody's amazed. Rabbi Yudayma b'Shegeg Yechal l'motzei Shabbos b'mezel Yechal l'lomis. And then you have a B'ich Nassan. Rav of the Rishonim understand that according to B'ich Nassan, who says it's also forever, B'ich Nassan l'oim b'Shegeg Yechal l'motzei Shabbos tafke l'acheim v'leiloi. So according to B'ich Nassan, never can one who did a melacha benefit from melacha Shabbos. And even others can only benefit if it was b'shegeg. Many of the Rishonim learn that Rabbi Yechon HaSandel holds that Maaseh Shabbos is also midaraisa. Maaseh Shabbos is midaraisa. And Mamela, since it's deraisa, it has much more stringent guidelines. So now, we have to know how to deal with halacha l'maaseh. Two shailas, halacha l'maaseh. Number one, how do we pask? And the answer is that it's not clear how we pask. I'm sure the Olam has gone into the Vilna Goyen with the Mishabura. Shulchan Aruch seems to be very klar. Shulchan Aruch seems to be 100% like Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Shulchan Aruch paskens if you're mevashel, b'Shabbos b'Shoigeg, mutar l'motzei Shabbos, and if b'mezid, it's also low. Shulchan Aruch seems to be very clear, going like Rabbi Yehuda. The Goyen comes over here on the spot, and the Goyen says that no, brings down the Tosfos and the Rambam and the Goyim, kulam pasku k'Rav Meir. They all pasken like Rav Meir. Unbelievable chiddush from the rare cases where the Goyim is being machriya, not like the Shulchan Aruch. The Goyim is coming out. So according to the Goyim, mamish in roiv mikrim in most situations, Maaseh Shabbos is mutter because it's shaking. So most of the shilas you would ask your Rav will be, I get the shilas all the time, Shabbos morning, so many times. People by mistake, they move the crock pot, they jiggle the plug. For some reason that's the most common thing. The plug is loose and somebody, without even thinking, they pushed it in all the way. So normally the question is the child already cooked? Is it not cooked? Is it mufushal kol tzarkei? According to the Vilna Gaon, you don't have to ask any shilas. So shoygeg. Paskening like a male. It's mutter. Mutter 100% according to the grant. So the Mishabura says that lemaise b'shas torah gavu, you could paskin like it. Yesh lismay chal shita sagro b'shas atchak. So the Mishabura actually holds that halach lemaise, you could be samech on the Vilna Gaon b'shas atchak. So mistam, if the main food on Shabbos, you have a shiloh with the cholent, l'moshe. You have a shiloh with the cholent, that's the main, you don't have other, that's the main course of the meal. And it's a Maaseh Shabbos, and it was a shegeg. Mishabur l'chayr would say you're allowed to eat the food. Because it's shas atchak, and you have the shita sagro, that you could rely on. L'maaseh amat soymech. On the Vilna Gaon, he says that it's connected to Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. So Allah Almighty, when people ask me a shayla, I don't rely that Maaseh Shabbos is permitted b'shegeg. If I would, like I said, many most shaylas that are asked, the answer would be that it's mutter, because kemat never that it's amazing. What is very negaya is, can we bichlal rely on the Gaon, at least where there's a machlekes. Many, many shaylas on Shabbos are machlekes. Machlekes are poiskim. So let's say somebody b'shoigeg, which is most common, very common, b'shoigeg somebody did a shayla. Machlekes are poiskim. Which if they would ask us, l'chatchili, we'd say, you're not allowed to do it. But they did it. Do we say now that we have a double, we have like a sfeksfeg? Number one could be the halacha is that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. In which case, it's not a ma'aseh Shabbos. You're allowed to do it. Number two, even if you're not allowed to do it, we have the Vilna Goyen, we have the Shitas Agroh, that says that b'shoigeg ma'aseh Shabbos is permitted. So the Mishabur Bayos brings down a Prima Godim. If you look at Sifkot and Beis, he brings down a Prima Godim. Shem Yeish Sofik Plukte Bezeh Havi Yehavi Bechlau Bishloi Loi Oy Bishar Malachas Kiai Gavna Ein Les Or B'di Evet Dekolo Yisro Rak Med Rabbonu Shekon Svur Sveke Rabbonu Lekol Sveke Rabbonu Lekol. So the Mishabura seems to be saying that you could rely on the Prima Godim. So we really have two tremendous kulas from the Mishabura. Kula number one, b'shas atchak, you could rely on the Vilna Goyen. Kula number two, even not b'shas atchak, if the ma'aseh Shabbos that was done is a machlokes apoiskim, whether that was allowed or not allowed to be done, so then we say, listen, since the ma'aseh Shabbos is shalom from the Drabonon, so it's fake Drabonon. Now you have to realize, the chiddush here is a tremendous chiddush. It's a tremendous chiddush. Why is it a tremendous chiddush? Normally, because the Mishmur, by the way, is saying this even by a Sofik D'Oraisa. In other words, you have a machlokes apoiskim if something is bishul or not on Shabbos, which there are plenty of such cases. We spoke about them in Kale Bishul, right? Somebody makes tea on Shabbos, let's say. Some sheet is old, it is bishul if you're doing a klirishim. Some sheet is old, it's not bishul D'Oraisa. So you could have a real machlokes, right? And you did it on Shabbos. Mishabur seems to be saying that if the, not besides for the Goyen, if you made tea on Shabbos, you don't have the Vilna Goyen, because the Mishabur is only relying on the Goyen b'shas atchak. The tea is not shas atchak. Shas atchak would be the main course of Shabbos. Yeah? But, if you had a tea, and you made a tea in a way as a machlekes apoiskim, if you were allowed to make the tea or not, and those that say you weren't allowed to make the tea that way would say it's a issur d'oraisa. And those that would say not, it's a, or you open up a soda bottle. I remember the earlier days, Rabbi Yankov felt you're allowed to open up these containers. Rabbi Moshe felt you're not allowed. I remember Rabbi Yankov said, there was once a bottle on the table, he passed it over. And as he was opening, he says, according to Rabbi Moshe, Yechayev Achatos. And he would open it up. As he opened it up. Rabbi Moshe felt you're not allowed to open it up. Rabbi Yankov felt you're all allowed to open it up. The Mishabur is coming out that if there's even a Sofik Deraisa on what you did, we don't look at the Sofik Deraisa, we look at the conclusion. And since the Isser to benefit from it is only the Rabbanon, so we say it's a Sofik Derabbanon Lekul. It's a Mishabur. Why am I saying it's a huge Chiddush? Because you know there's a famous Machlekes Rishayim between the Chachmei Lunil and the Rambam. Famous Machlekes. When you have a Sofik Deraisa, you have to go to Chumrah. Do you make a brach? Let's say you don't know first day Sukkot, you don't know if you shook a lulav or not. So Deraisa, you have to shake lulav again. Do you make a brach again al Natilas lulav? Or not? So the Rambam writes to the Chachmei Lunil in a response to this question. He says, well, once you have Sofik Deraisa l'chumrah, that becomes a vadai. So now you have to make a bracha. Now you could say, Asher kedishonu b'mitzvois of v'tzivonu. Because once there's a Sofik Deraisa l'chumrah, that makes it vadai. And now you don't look at it as a Sofik anymore. Now you say, okay, Sofik Deraisa l'chumrah paskin that I have to do the mitzvah. Now I can make a bracha on the Tilas Lulav. In fact, I'll tell you a chiddush, I'll digress for a moment. There's a Prima Godim in Yoredeya. Halach in Yeridei, and this is negate to our Shaila here as well. Halach in Yeridei is Dovah Sheyesh Lematirim, right? Is we go to Chumrah. It's not Batel Beroiv, right? If it's a Dovah, if it's something that's going to become Mutter tomorrow, so Halach is it's Sufik L'chumra, even if it's the Rabbanon, Sfek Sfek L'chumra, it's not Batel B'roiv, has all the Chumras, Dovah Sheyesh L'matir, which we're going to get to this in a moment, because L'chara, every case of Maisa Shabbos is a Dovah Sheyesh L'matir. Wait till tomorrow. Presumably you're a Sheikh, we're not talking about amazing. So after Shabbos, you could benefit from it. So why is it Dovah Sheyesh L'matir? Some hold it is. Some say, all Maisa Shabbos, you have to be Machmir. The opposite of the Mishabur. Mishabur is saying, Safik Darabon and Lakula. There are those that argue with the Mishabur. Not only they argue with the Mishabur, Safik Darabon and Lakula, they say that just the opposite over here is a din of Dovah Sheyesh L'matirim. You could wait till tonight and eat it better. Dovah Sheyesh L'matirim is not Patel B'raiv, and Misfekel Yigo L'chumra. Be'ah Shinol to Be'amtif. The Gemara brings down a Mesechas Be'ah, that even if you have a Safik, it's La'achmer. Because it's Yesh L'matim, you can wait till after Yom Tov and eat it. Anything which is going to be mutter, eventually, is not bottle, number one. And number two, it's even if it's a derabonon, you go l'chumga. That's the halacha, you go l'chum. So it's interesting, Shaila. What happens if you have an egg? A chicken laid an egg. And the chicken has a certain simen that it may be a trefer. Okay? You don't know yet if it's a treif. After you shech the chicken, you'll find out if it's a treif. So right now, the chicken laid an egg. That egg you can eat because it's a suffix treif. If the chicken's a treif, the egg is a treif. So you have a suffix treif, chicken, that laid an egg. Now that egg got mixed in with another 100 eggs. Is it bottle? So the Ramah brings down that it's not bottle. Because it's Yesh L'matirim. Because tomorrow I could check the mother and I'll find out the egg is mutter. Right? I could check the mother tomorrow. I check the chicken. And I'll find out. So maybe it's not Dovash Yesh L'matirim. So what's the Pella? That's not a Dovash Yesh L'matirim. If you're going to check the mother tomorrow and you'll find that it's not a trefer, it never was a trefer. And if you're going to shech the mother tomorrow and find out that it is a treifa, it always was a treifa. Every Dovah Sheyesh L'matirim in Shas is something which is Osir today and Mutter tomorrow. An egg of a Suffolk treifa is not Osir today and Mutter tomorrow. Either tomorrow I'll find out that it was always Mutter, or tomorrow I'll find out that it was always Osir. But it's not Yesh L'matirim. Yesh L'matirim, Rashi says in Be'ah, Tav Dalet, the Chumra of Yesh L'matirim is Atcha Techlenu Be'isr, Techlenu Be'heter. Why eat it now when it's Asr? You could wait and eat it when it's Mutter. Yeah? That shouldn't apply to an egg. Because the egg, at the best case scenario, you'll shecht it tomorrow, you'll find out that the mother, the chicken that laid this egg, was not a treifa. And in fact, it never was. It's mamish a plea. The Primi Godim says no. Safik d'oraisa l'chumra is a vadah. So if you have an egg today that you can't eat because you don't know if the chicken is kosher or treif, that is a vadai avera. Tomorrow when I shech the chicken, I find that it's okay. From then on, it's okay. Mora de kachidish. Until I shech the chicken, I don't know if the egg is a suffix. So now it's not a suffix. Since there's a din suffix deraisa l'chumra, the egg is decisively usher. When I find out that the mother was mutter, from then on the egg will be mutter. So this is the argument of the Rambam. Also, when you have a suffix mitzvah, you make a brocha, because suffix deraisa l'chumra, now I'm vaday chayiv in the mitzvah. Now I don't know if I shook luluv or not. I have to shake. So getting back to the Mishabur. Maisa Shabbos is an outcome of what you did. So now if what you did is a suffik machloikas apoiskim on a deraisa, so suffik deraisa lachumra, so it's vaday aser. It's not suffik aser. It's vaday aser. So how could the Mishabur say, again, it's not the Mishabur's own chiddush, he's quoting a Primi God. But how could the Mishabur paskin that if it's a suffix machloikas apoiskim, even deraisa, you could benefit from the food or from whatever you created from the malacha, Because Sofik the Rabbanon Lekula, so Mishabur says, you know why? Because the Isra of benefiting from food on Shabbos that you cooked or that you did a malach is only the Rabbanon. True. But I already passed in Sofik the Raisa Lechumra on the action. So once I passed in Sofik the Raisa Lechumra on the action, it's a Vada Isra. It's not a Sofik Isra. That's what I'm trying to say. So now, the Isra to benefit from that food should be decisive. Decisively also to benefit from that food. Yet the Mishabur is telling us no. Mishabur is saying that Lamaisa, Im Yesh Sofik Plukta Bizem Havi Bechal Bishul Eloi, Oy Bekol Melochas Ki Agavna, Tugma Melochas Daraisa. Says the Mishabur, Kevon, She'ein Leso, Rak Mid Rabbonon, She'konsu Sveke Rabbonon Lekul. As I talk to Mishabur. Now, like I said, the problem with this is that the L'chayre, this is a problem of Dovah Shiesh L'matirim. That's an additional problem. I'm telling you, there are two problems on this Mishnah. Problem number one is that L'chayre, if there's a din of Safik D'Raisa L'chumra, that should give us a decisive psak that it's awesome. And now it should be like any malach that you did on Shabbos. It's awesome. That's number one. Number two, even on the tzad that it would be a Safik de Rabbanon, we have a rule, Atcha techlenu be'iso techlenu be'ed. The rule is, while you're eating it, you're supposed to wait. If it's Shiesh L'matirim, you don't eat the Safik. You wait till it's mutar. So you should wait till after Shabbos and eat it. That should be the halach. So this is a problem. These are two problems. And this is very, both of these questions are very negel halacha. Because many Maaseh Shabbosos that we deal with on Shabbos is Shoigeg and Safik. It could be a Machlekes HaPoiskeg. You learned enough Hilchos Shabbos already by now to know that there are very few things. That's not a Machlekes HaPoiskeg. Come on, everything is Machlekes. You could find a Machlekes HaPoiskeg. Come on to any Shaila. According to the Prima Godim, anything which is a Machlekes HaPoiskeg, even though you're not allowed to do it, when it relates to Maaseh Shabbos, it's going to be mutter because Safik D'Rabbanon Lekul. So, I'll tell you, Lamaisa, I think we can understand this better, have a better understanding. In every Yisur D'Rabbanon, there are different levels to the gather of the Yisur D'Rabbanon. So, for instance, you have the most, Mechudish Tekashita is the Nesivus. The Nesivus in Simon Reish Lamed Dalet states that every Derabonon in Choshe Mishpat, every Derabonon, really, is only on the Gavra, not on the Cheftza. That means according to the Nesivus, if a person is over an Issa Derabonon, he didn't do an objective Issa. It's not an objective Issa. It's on him that he has to listen to the Chacham. Memela comes the Nesivus with a Chiddush. He says, if a guy was a Shoigik, he didn't know he was going against the Chama. Zok the Nesivus, he wasn't over anything. What's his chap? Because he learns, the Torah says, Loi Sasser, don't go away from what the Chachamim tell you. He says, that is only if you're amazed. If you're not amazed, so you're not going against the Chachamim, you're not being sar. Sar means I'm going away, I'm turning away from what you're telling me. Zokta Nesivus, if you're a Shoigig, you don't even need a kapora. You don't, meaning comes in kippah, clap al chayit, you don't have to clap for a drabonim b'shoigig. Because you were over nothing. And I want you to know, he uses this to such a degree, halacha l'maisa, he's dealing there in Shulchan Aruch, and we had the sugya in Bechoris, those of you that are learning the kachim. What happens if a guy sells you something that's treif? He sells you something, it turns out it was treif. Do you get a refund? For sure, if you didn't eat it yet, you come back to the store and you get a refund. No machlekes. What happens? You already ate it. Unfortunately, in Muncie, a lot of people have this shayla, the treif butcher. So, do you get a refund for what you already ate? So it depends. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, if it was an Issa D'Raisa, you get a refund. So if a guy sold me a piece of meat, it turns out to be an avail, and I get a refund. What? Even if you benefit. Because a person is mamayas. It bothers, meaning I'm not happy that I had that benefit. But if it's an issa d'rabbanon, then you don't get a refund. So a guy sold you an issa d'rabbanon. If you identify it before you ate it, you, of course you give it back to the store. But you didn't identify it. L'maisa, you ate it. You ate it b'shoigek, obviously. Zok the nesivis, you know why you don't get a refund? Because you ate kosher. Because when you do an issa d'rabbanon b'shoigek, it's not an issa. So technically, what they say in English is what you don't know won't hurt you. By an issa d'rabbanon, it's taka like that. But the chiddush, the unbelievable chiddush of the nesivis, is that he's using it even monetarily. This is not for now, because we're learning Hilchos Shabbos, not Chosh Shemish, but I will tell you that what you really have to struggle and understand in this is, shouldn't you at least get the difference in value? The fact is, the shelf value of an issa d'rabbanon doesn't have the shelf value of something that's muta. So l'chayra, you should get back that you overpaid. But that's not for now, that's a Chosh Shemish issue. What I'm telling you is that the nesiva says that when you're over issa d'rabbanon b'shegek, you don't even need to do tshuva. You didn't do anything wrong. It's clean. I use this also. There's a debate between the Taz and the Bach if a woman is allowed to make avdola on Motzei Shabbos. You know, there's a shayla in the poiskim. We're going to get to it by us when we get to Hilchos Avdola, whether a woman is allowed to make avdola. Because possibly she's not chayiv in avdola, she's only chayiv in kiddush. In avdola, she's potter. So the Taz discusses, who cares if she's chayiv or not? Our women make brachas on all mitzvahs, whether they're chayiv or not. A woman makes a bracha on lulav, even though she's not chayiv. So leishe basuk, even though she's not chayiv. The Sfardim takadot. But there are more paskins that a woman can make a bracha on a mitzvah that she's potter. Mitzvah says she's mangrom. So why should a woman not be able to make a bracha on Avdola, even if she's not chayev? So the Taz brings down, because Avdola is only the Rabbanon. So what? So I was thinking, according to this Nesivus, it's self-explained. Why? How does a woman ever make a bracha on the mitzvah Aseh Shas Man Gromah? She's not chayev to do the mitzvah. How could she say, Asher k'dishonu b'mitzvoysov v'tzivonu al natilos luluv? Hashem never commanded her to take a luluv. How could she make on a sukkah, Asher k'dishonu says v'tzivonu, leishiv v'sukkah? Hashem never commanded her to sit in the sukkah. How could she do? And the answer is, found in the Baal HaMoyer, in Meseches Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Baal HaMoyer says, when Hashem gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael, He gave all the mitzvahs to men and women. To men, they're obligated to do it. And a woman, he calls it a reshus to mitzvah. It's a mitzvah without an obligation. They don't have to do it. But if they do it, they're mekayim a mitzvah. So they can make a bracha thanking Hashem. He gave them the mitzvah. Not mechuyev to do the mitzvah. But it's ain't a mitzvah v'voisa. So I was thinking, that's the reason why, by the rabbonim, they can't make a bracha. Because according to the Sivas, the Rabbanon is never on the object. It's only a commandment. So if there's no commandment, you can't make a bracha. There is no essence of a mitzvah. According to the Nesivos, the whole Rabbanon is only the command. There is no heftzah shel mitzvah. That's the whole point of the Nesivos. That the Rabbanon give you a command, and your job is not to stray from the command. That's all you have. So once you don't have a loisoser, there's nothing to make a bracha on. That's why the Taz brings down that a woman wouldn't be able to make a bracha on Avdola, different than Lulav and Sukkah, because there's a mitzvah d'arais. And you could say, but the rest of the week of Sukkah is the Rabbanon. Still have that issue according to his sheet. Okay. So now, if we accept the sheet of Sataz, now we could clearly understand that if somebody is a shoygek on Issa d'Rabbanon on Shabbos, so there's no way to knas him. Because in essence, he didn't do a chet. There is no chet. There's no chet. Because the Rab, according to the Nesivos, the whole chet is only if you do it b'mezid. So that's why I would say as follows. Halacha l'maisa. If we're dealing here of a person is a shegik, and it's an Issa de Rabbanan, then you could l'chatchila be seimich on devil negon. Because now you have a double mile, and now you don't have the issue of dovah sheyesh l'matirim. Because there is no Issa. You weren't even Issa. There can't be a knas if you weren't even Issa. Dovah sheyesh l'matirim is, you have an Issa. You weren't even Issa. You did something which was a safek yisur de rabbanon, or you did something which was a vada yisur de rabbanon b'shoigek. So halacha l'maisa, this is the way I would conclude, and I think this you could rely on l'kuli am, and that is that if what you did on Shabbos was b'shoigek, and it was only a malacha de rabbanon, then you could l'chatchila rely on the Vilna Goyen's p'sak and the Mishabur's p'sak. If, however, it was a machloikas a poiskin by a deraisa, then I hear based on the Rambam that sovik deraisa l'chum is a din vadai. And like we prove from the Ramah and the Rambam, then that would be machma. So in conclusion, if you have a, if it's a drabonin, and you were a shoigig, then you could rely on the Vilna Goyim. If it was saya drabonin, and say you were a shoigig, then you could rely on the Vilna Goyim that the food is mutter to be eaten. So if the malacha you did is has that mila, that's number one. And again, that's applicable to many cases. If what you did is a deraisa, then even if you were a shoigig, I would be mach. If what you did is the rabbona, machloikas apoyeskim, I would also be mekel, even if you weren't a shoigig. So if you have either mila, if it was the rabbonon and you were a shoigig, you could be mekel. If it was a machloikas apoyeskim by a rabbonon, you could be mekel. Even if you weren't a shaygig, and there's one other case where I would say that you could be mekel by shaygig, and that is where there was no tikkun in the guf hamalach. This is a whole separate debate. It's not for now because we're already over. The separate debate, what happens if you did a malach on Shabbos and there was no inherent change on the object? Let's say you carried something to shul. Okay. So right now you did a malach. There was no Erev. You were shaykik. So according to the Vilna Goyen Mutter, for sure Mutter. Even if you hold not like the Vilna Goyen, there's a Ramban in Erevin. The Ramban says that in order for Meister Shabbos to Aser, it has to be that the Malacha created something. There was an inherent change from the Malacha. So you can look at the object and say, this was Nivra, this was created from the Malacha. But if somebody had something in their pocket they carried to shul, they had their glasses, they carried the shul. So there, nothing changed about the object. So there also, since there are Rishonim who hold, that there it's mutar l'chatchila to be nana from the malach. So there, if you were a shaygig, you could be mitzaref to Vilna Goyim. Say you were a shaygig, and say there was no inherent change to the object, there you could rely. So we're coming out really in three categories where you could be mekel by Ma'aser Shabbos. Category A, if the issur that you did was the rabbonon and it was b'shaygig. Because then you have the Goyen and the Nesivos combined together. That's that case. Other cases, it was a Machloikas HaPoiskim by the Rabbon. Mishaburzbi seems to be making even Machloikas HaPoiskim by the Reis. But that's a big debate. So Machloikas HaPoiskim by the Rabbon, you could be making. And the last case is, if you were a Shoigig, even on a Reis Malacha, but it didn't change the object, then you could also be Seimech, because since the Ari Shenim will hold, if there's no Shinui HaChefzer, then there's no dinner ma'aser Shabbos, then you could be sent. Agud Shabbos.